When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good job, tech guy.
So, yeah, what's up, Houdat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. We are the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and you are listening to the instant reaction, the live instant reaction from the live feed of the when the New Orleans Saints, they haven't picked yet, but this is the point where we are waiting for the pick to come in, so you're going to hear it.
It's going to be get off your phones. Don't get spoiled. Get off your fucking phones. I can already see James' face.
Oh, James is not happy.
James already knows. James, see? Well, you already know. He does not like it.
The way that we could actually be on time for people, because they're going to all, everybody listening is going to know 3 minutes. They're going to hear us talk about it 3 minutes after.
What?
This delay.
Are y'all here in the background of James' TV that we are? It sounds British.
It's not my TV. My TV's on mute.
Mine too.
I hear.
Because I'm on a podcast.
What? Yeah, somebody's making all that noise.
Somebody's sound was getting in there. It wasn't me. All I heard was the Dome Patrol background music.
It's not happening anymore. All right, so we are waiting for the Saints pick to be officially in because it is in. But
the
it
Saints
hasn't
pick
announced.
Is officially in.
It has, but it has not been announced yet. NFL draft tracker.
Only James
is
knows,
up.
But he's 6 hours ahead, so he should know. He knew well in advance, sure. And he still took a power nap.
Waiting for how is it also yeah like that when we watch games even James is like 3 seconds ahead of us on the feed like James always the UK sees the games sooner than
before we do it's crazy even though it takes place in America
mm-hmm.
I wonder if the London games that we went to people in America saw it before over there that'd be funny.
Just so it's us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are a little slow in Louisiana.
All right. So it's going to be a defensive player.
Is it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if Todd's comment is because he knows or is saying...
people in the chat are spoiling me too. Good. Well, thanks.
I don't
thanks
know if they're
guys.
Spoiling me. Like, Todd could be saying...
Todd would definitely
thinks.
Spoil me just because he would want to piss me off. I think that's funny.
Right.
And once again, within 25 seconds of the pick being sort of out there in the universe, Nick Underhill put out a article about that exact player and how yeah.
Well, yeah, because he had 10 to 12 articles ready to go. He just had to pick.
Well, he told us he writes a few, you know.
No, he said he has written once at one ever.
Oh, that's what I would tell people too.
Bullshit.
That's what I would tell people too.
No way. No, zero chance. This is the only one he wrote.
He said he has only ever written one that he never published.
Bullshit. It's impossible. That's impossible.
Well, I mean,
he's not a Houdini. He's not a Doc Brown with a flux capacitor.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
That just knows, hey, this is who the Saints are going to pick.
If we're just going to watch our TV and wait for 5 minutes after, like all the rest of us are Doc Brown here except for you.
The pick is Goodell
is walking to the stage.
Oh, God.
The pick
God
is out in
Goodell.
The universe. I'm going to go ahead and update it.
Yes.
On the thing. And it's okay to announce it. Who wants to announce it?
It's Talese Fuaga.
I hope it's so bad that I fall out my chair.
It is Talese Fuaga.
I am so annoyed about this. I know it's a need, but Dallas Turner is sat there. You take the play. Oh, man, they do it every year.
I don't know. I mean, so what do you do, right? I mean, you got it. You need an offensive lineman, but yeah, like if you take a defensive player, it is the best defensive player in the draft. But that doesn't mean he's not going to bust.
Well, the thing about Fuaga is they're the one saying that if he's healthy, which there's been some rumors about an ankle or foot or whatever.
Does he have a degenerative knee?
If he's healthy, he does have a degenerative knee injury. If he's healthy, he has the highest floor of any of these offensive linemen. Like, he may not be the super as athletic as some of the other ones, but like, he's at least going to be a decent offensive lineman. Is the thought on him.
What we were talking about, we were like, oh, we brought in this new coordinator and we're ready to go. Well, if we don't have an offensive line, it's not going to work anyway. So I understand the need aspect of it. But getting a guy like Turner, it's like, man, you can get a difference maker like that.
James, it's your TV. It's your TV.
Again, it's British. It's a British sounding guy. It's not us.
My TV is making no sound.
Something's making sound. Is it your computer? You watching something in the background?
No. My TV's on mute.
Is it? Who's the guy who has the projection up? Is he somehow getting British audio into our feed? I think that's what's happening.
So anyway, Fuaga, we've got another injured player, injury player type for our Ochsner system to fuck up.
Oh, fuck.
This is a clear reaction. I mean, he's more of a right tackle than left tackle. This is them hoping, they said a few weeks ago that Trevor Penning would not be leaving the left side. So this is them committing to Trevor Penning's your left tackle and Fuaga is your right tackle. Like, that, they're committing to that. And if it works, it's the right move for sure. Like, this is
James. Is he part of the bloodline?
he might well be. Yeah, hang on. Let's get the hand up in the air.
If he is, okay. not that I'm disappointed. I'm not disappointed. I kind of figured we would draft an offensive tackle. I'm fine with it. I'm more happy that we didn't trade up to do it.
Yes,
we were stuck in a spot where I know you never want to draft for need. You want to draft the best player available, but god damn it, offensive line's a fucking need. It just is.
Yeah, and at this point, like, honestly, we might have, I don't know what other teams in the NFL have no starting starting tackles, right tackle or left tackle.
Right. We had zero.
Like, our one guy that's penciled in as a starter got benched for all of last year for being terrible. So,
we really needed
to draft the tackle.
We only have two starting offensive linemen that we know we can kind of count on. That's it. Two. You need five.
What's the two?
Ruiz and McCoy?
Ruiz and McCoy.
I'd say there's only one you can count on.
Well, I mean, that at least we know will be there to start.
Well, Ruiz had a good year last year.
How about that?
I mean, Saldivari's right now got to be penciled in as your left guard. This is where Pete is signing after the draft, right?
It's crazy. We're going to be so like, whew, when Pete signed. You could have told that to Saints fans for the last 4 or 5 years. No one would have ever believed you.
I've said this his entire career, and I'll keep saying it. If Andres Pete is the worst offensive lineman on your offensive line, you've got a really damn good offensive line. Like,
yeah.
He gets hated on, and he's done some terrible things, and we've watched him lay on a field while somebody sacks the quarterback a lot. But if he's the worst offensive lineman you got, you're doing pretty good. What we can't have is Penning, Fuaga, and Ruiz all be worse than Penning, or than Pete. You can't have Pete be the second best offensive lineman.
So Wayno says, I can't be disappointed with the great pick, just massively unsexy. I mean, linemen are not sexy picks, yeah, but they are the most important position in the game.
I mean, they're no Calateri, but you know.
So because I convinced myself that Dallas Turner was available and we were going to take him, I had an instant reaction that was, yeah. So Fuaga in 2023, 339 pass blocking snaps, 12 QB pressures allowed, no sacks.
Again, yeah, but
it fills the need. It does, but I'm still.
You that wanted
player, Turner was there.
You wanted, yeah, because checking on the comments and on Facebook, that's Paul Perret is a Fuaga's not a bad pick, but Turner was literally the best defensive player in the draft. How do you not take advantage of being in that position, especially at number 14? I mean, it's a fair point.
Yeah,
but then Gunn says lines in shambles. DA sucks as a head coach, but he can piece together a serviceable defense together without a defensive line. O-line is the smart pick. D will be what it is.
I mean, that's it. Our other decisions have put us into the spot where we had no choice but to take offensive line. And that's it. That's really what it boils down to.
So there's finally a defensive player has been taken by the Colts.
Oh.
And they were thrilled that Turner was made.
I wonder when the last time.
All right, let me sign off for the podcast. The people who are listening on the podcast, because we're going to publish this out there. So that's all this. That's the instant reaction to the Fuaga pick. We will talk obviously more about it later on, either maybe on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or maybe even on a Tuesday. Well, we're going to post reactions to each of the Saints picks. Are we not? Okay, we are.
Yeah.
Make sure you are subscribed on your podcast app, set up auto download so you can listen to the Dome Patrol podcast anytime, anywhere. Say bye-bye to the podcast feed, donkeys, but stay on the live stream.
Bye-bye, Turner donkeys.
The Dome Patrol Podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.